One of the biggest things that stops us from powering on with Jesus, from becoming all that he's made us to be, is the string of disappointments that we suffer along the way. Disappointment has a funny way of disempowering and disabling. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but the world is full of people who promise well, the earth, and yet fail to deliver. You're after a quote for something, and the person comes to measure up and says, I'll have that quote to you tomorrow. A week later, still no quote. Or you pass by a friend in the street and they say, I'd love to catch up with you over dinner, but you don't hear from them again. There's a problem with your plumbing. So you call the plumber and he says, I'll be out on Monday. He doesn't show. Sometimes it seems as though this world is just a string of broken promises. And then Jesus comes along and makes this promise to his disciples. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Teach them to obey everything that I have told you to do. You can be sure that I will be with you always. I will continue with you until the end of time. In this world of broken promises, should we believe him? Should we trust that he will continue with us until the end of time? The truth is, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. Each of those disciples, so far as we know, was killed for telling people about Jesus. And yet here we are, 2,000 years on, standing on their shoulders, building on the foundations which they laid. No, we don't know what tomorrow will bring, but we do know this, that Jesus will continue with us until the end of time. So no matter how much people disappoint you, don't give up. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And yeah, there's such power in the word of God, such power in the promises of God, promises that we can depend on, promises that propel us forward to be all that he made us to be. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.